Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is a Monday morning. How you doing? How you doing? I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. This is partly sunny this evening, 84 degrees right now. It is about 84 degrees, 4:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavored Gumba Rums. One is infused with natural vanilla. That's Gumba Gold. We have one infused with natural coconut. That is Gumba Silver. The CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb. Listen. Check out Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. It's GumbaRum.com, GumbaRum.com. Listen. While you're on Facebook, I know everybody's on Facebook doing whatever they do, my darlings. Listen. Please do use the keyword, the fierce female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Got some super bad music on this afternoon. Yes. Super bad. And also, Derek Leedy is going to be in the house live. He's going to be in live on In the House. That's Derek, L-I-T-T-Y. He's going to be live this afternoon. Right now, I got some hot music for you. Listen, I want y'all to check this out. Hey, that is blind sight. Y'all know what he talking about. He say, ladies, it's a blind sight. Oh, my goodness. It's hot up in here. Sizzle, snap, pop, and crackle. Listen, this is going to be live right now. It's with Derek Leedy. Derek Leedy, that's L-I-T-T-Y. Hi, Derek. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
How's it going? It's going very well. It's such a pleasure to have you on today.
It's a pleasure here, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let me ask you, how was your day going? How's everything been going for you on this side?
Yeah, everything has been going fine.
That's good.
The studio, the hustle. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I've been enjoying your music, your song play. It's been a real blast. I've been having a great time with the Musical Salute and Musical Showcase. And I'm so curious to find out more about you. I would love to ask you a few questions and find out your background as far as music and what first got you into music.
Sorry? My background, of course. I mean...
Yes, what first got you into music?
Yeah, that was after my secondary career. After that, we put up.
Derek? Okay, I think I lost him. He'll be back here. We'll be back. Listen, we are live with Derek Leedy, Litty. Also, I do have one of his team members that's on. Hello, area code 240. How are you?
Oh, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very well. How's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for having us on tonight.
You're more than welcome. I think I lost him. He was answering. I was asking him about how he first got into music.
Oh, okay. Let me try to get him on. I know the story, but I'm gonna let him tell it.
Okay, okay.
Hold on one moment.
Okay. And while she's getting Derek on, I got some really great old Sammy. Y'all know I love me some old Sammy. This is Calls Me Friend. Y'all check this. Calls me friend. That is old Sammy. Old Sammy. Yes, indeed. We're having a Stone Cold Blast on this afternoon. It is a great Monday broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up for you. This one is by Derek Leedy. The name of this one is Play, P-L-A-Y. Y'all go enjoy it. I want y'all to check it out on it.
Change, you go call me on Yama. Adika, I buy for Nyenye, she takes in my chala. Now one thing you go give to man with the likes to Simon with mega money, I'm over for any girl with. If I want to give her my attack, yeah. If I attend to, I need to appoint, yeah. fais des vibes, j'ai des tocs, c'est Ichokuwa. Faut me savoir des décors, mais moi j'y accorde. Check up, if I hustle, we go chop up, chop up. Check up, if I hustle, we go chop up. Life on a yolo, 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 yolo. Check up, if I hustle, we go chop up, chop up. Check up, if I hustle, we go chop up. Life on a yolo, 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 yolo.
However, it is in the works because there will be a remix that will be released, and that's when the video will be made.
Okay, okay.
Very excited. He's teaming up with some heavy hitters in Nigeria, so they're all excited about this particular song, and they are prepping now for the remix as well as the video.
Okay. I love the song. It has a real fresh sound to it. I really enjoy it. And to me, it does have that vibe. It has a nice vibe going on, like a little Caribbean in there.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say. It has that, you know, if you're not used to Afrobeats, it will definitely give you the feeling of the Caribbean sound as well.
Yes. That's what really has me enjoying the song. It just gives me that feeling like I just want to get out there and do a little salsa, do a little dancing, you know. It has a real fresh feel to it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, it just, it doesn't give you that fast. Of course, it doesn't have that fast beat to it, but it has that real nice chill. And see, I'm a person, I love to chill. I like to get my chill on, you know, with my champagne.
Yeah.
So, but that song, it's like, I can just really get my chill on, turn up, relax, you know, enjoy the company and the flow and the vibe all together.
Exactly. I asked him when, you know, I heard it, I was like, so what was the, what's the inspiration or what does it mean? What's going on? And that's exactly the feeling he wants people to feel with this particular song. It was, you know, it's just a chill song, real cool. You know, it's a good vibe for people and everything else. So it's really good for artists to put something out, and exactly what they wanted individuals to feel is exactly what they are feeling. So that is just amazing to us and his team who is behind him and pushing, you know, this engine, and he's out there in the front doing his thing as the artist, as he does, you know, he hits the stage and he just, you know, turns on. And, you know, sorry, you know, network is sometimes iffy in Nigeria. So sorry if he's not back on yet. But I can assist and help and answer anything that, you know, that you may have for us.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to find out a little bit. Well, I do know his backstory, some of his backstory, that he started out with his brother. And I really love
yes.
that part, all about the family. And so I was like, yay! So that's really
mm-hmm.
neat. I love that, you know, that his brother was in music and he was doing the DJ thing, and I enjoy that. If you can kind of fill that in a little bit, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. So his brother is still in music. His brother is Flavor of Africa. He is a, you know, international star in his own right, and he's put out, you know, tons of hits, as well as DJ Derek has been by his side from the beginning. And, you know, they've both grown together. And, you know, Derek has always been a singer as well, and now he's just in the limelight of coming from behind the turntable and, you know, on the front of the stage and entertaining his fans just like his brother, and everyone is absolutely loving it. They've been, you know, waiting for him to actually drop some songs, and they're so excited for him to actually, you know, continue his singing career as well. And his brother is so supportive. They're so supportive of one another. And it's just so wonderful when, you know, you have such a talented family. It's not just him, but his sisters are also talented, but but they don't actually sing. But, yeah, no, it's super awesome.
Yeah. You know, I was just about to say, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, because I was just about to say, I'm a person, I really believe in multiple streams of income. And I always try to tell independent artists, when it comes to music, you know, music, of course, you know, it's business, and it's about marketing and advertising. But I also tell independent artists, you know, multiple streams of income, to have your, you know, be open to different streams. And so the reason why I was bringing it up and mentioning that, and I was just kind of curious and wondering, was there any other projects that he's involved in as far as a different stream of income? You know, still being in the arts, or a lot of artists do have a line of clothing sometimes that they get into. Sometimes they do a little bit of acting and commercials and maybe a little bit writing. I was just curious if he had any interests in that type of revenue streams.
Absolutely love your question, because I'm a true believer of multiple streams of income. That's the only way you're going to make it here in this world. And, yes, he is coming out with a clothing line, and he will have merchandise, and he's building his website. So, you know, it will be something that his fans can come and get, and not only when they see him in person, but also they'll be able to order it online. So stay tuned. We'll definitely make sure that we are, you know, putting that information out there. Lydia Entertainment is definitely something that will take the waves for everyone, new artists that are want to work with him. Lydia Sounds and Lydia Entertainment is out here. Get ready to take over.
I love it. I love that. Listen, you know, I'm a big fan of Derek Liddy. I really am. And so I was trying to wait for him, because we did gain
some
for him, but I wanted to wait for him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
okay. I mean, it happens, you know, international calls sometimes. It just doesn't give us what it's supposed to give us, but that's why I'm here sitting in for him, and I will, answer and assist in any type of way that I can.
Thank you. You know, I got to tell you, I'm about all things. I love, you know, well, let me say this first. Team Fierce Nation, I have Team Fierce Nation on Facebook, and they're pretty much from Nigeria, and they're in East and West Africa. And I'm telling you, I love them. I love them. And I got to put them on to his music as well. I'm going to share the music with them and put them on to it and have them to do some pushing behind this particular song and what Derek Liddy is doing. And so I'm going to bring them into the loop with that and to show some more support and push his music as well.
Well, we truly appreciate everything that you've been doing and the continued support. And, you know, it's all about teamwork. And, you know, we definitely want to continue this relationship with you.
Thank you. And I love that he's coming out with the clothing line. So I'm going to be looking forward to that. I had one person I was working with. She just came out with a clothing line. And it's just so vibrant, and it's just really, she's just getting started. She just released it yesterday. So I love it when artists do that. I love it, love it. And I do want to ask you, I'm not sure if you would know who he wants to collaborate with, but I do want to ask him, who would he most want to collaborate with in entertainment?
So it's so interesting because he has named a few, and unfortunately I can't remember some of the artists. I'm so focused on DJ Derek Liddy, and, you know, I get blinders on, so forgive me. But, no, he has a ton of artists that, you know, he wants to work with, and he actually have people who he is actually in for his EP that will be coming out in October. He'll be doing a listening party for his EP in Enugu, where he's from. So we're prepping for that, and we're really excited for that. And like I said, he's in a process of creating his remix. And, of course, you know, he has to collaborate with his brother, Flavor of Africa. They have a few songs that will be on the remix as well. And they've also collaborated in the past on a few other songs that, you know, they put out with Fino, Flavor, and Derek. They've been in, you know, doing songs together for quite some time.
Awesome. Wonderful. And what's next for his fans?
So what's next for his fans is definitely Clothing Line. Look out for the EP that will be dropping in October. And for those that, you know, in Nigeria, head over to Enugu. And October, we will be having that listening party, and then traveling back over to Lagos for another listening party for the fans out there. And then, of course,
Wonderful.
He'll be coming to the States. So look out for him when he comes to the States for some tours and some pop-ups, either through, you know, singing. He's also still very well behind the DJ turntables. It's a lot of things.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate it. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that you probably introduce yourself. I want everyone to know, you know, your name and your title and what your role is in Team Derek Leading.
So my name is Jasmine, and I go by Sunshine, and I'm all things Derek Liddy. Thank you. I'm all things Derek Liddy. I'm his confidant. I'm his supporter. I'm his manager. I'm his, you know, shoulder to lean on. I'm his fiance. So therefore, you know, I'm going to always be Team Liddy 100% and make sure that we continue to push this train forward.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is phenomenal. Well, listen, when he does come out with the mix, I would love to be able to have it on the show on Fierce Female Network and push it as well. And as I said earlier, the song Play, I'm going to have Team Fierce Nation to push that. They're always looking for a lot to push. So, listen, they keep me on my toes. I'm telling you what's true. They do. They really do. They're like, what else you got going on?
Hey, well, we're going to give you a lot to give them because we're going to have a lot going on. And like I said, this is just the beginning of a relationship that we look for long term.
Okay, awesome. So they're always looking for tasks. I'm telling you, every day they're like, "Do you have a task? What's going on?" I'm like, okay. So they're gonna love this. They will really love this for sure. Yes, thank you so much. Well, listen,
we can definitely give them a task. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's do it.
Yes, we're doing it. Absolutely.
Okay.
We are pushing forward, and we will keep you in the loop.
Perfect. Well, listen, guys, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast around here. It is still sunny in the Windy City. And listen, you guys are going to be back later on today. And y'all know in the famous words of Don Cornelius, the man who made Soul Train what it was in the Windy City, it is all about peace, love, and soul.
You motivate.